Fletch 1 by Gregory MacDonald. Narrated by William DeFreeze. Copyright 1985 by Gregory MacDonald. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Vintage Anchor Publishing, a division of Random House, Inc., and was produced in the year 2007 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1.
Did I ask to see you?
No, Frank. I
want to see you anyway.
Frank Jaffe, the editor, refolded the competing newspaper, the Chronicle Gazette, and put it under his elbow on the desk.
I have some tough things to say to you.
Little old me?
How would you like lifting a shovel 8 hours a day every day, 5 days a week, maybe half days Saturdays?
Fletch looked at his sneakers on the rug of Frank's office. Through the top of his left sneaker, he saw the knuckles of three toes. Only the smallest toe showed through the top of his right sneaker.
That's not what I see for myself in the parade of life, Frank.
That's what I see for you. In the parade of life, what do you see yourself suited for?
Journalism.
And what's journalism, young Fletcher?
Developing the skill of ending sentences with prepositions, especially questions.
Did I just do that?
Behind his thick lenses, Frank's watery eyes moved across the top of his messy desk.
I just did that.
Frank, what I wanted to see you about... Frank opened a folder on his desk.
I've dug out your personnel file.
The folder was not thick.
You're suited for journalism or pick and shovel work. I wonder which it will be.
Why are you looking at my personnel file? You hired me months ago.
3 months ago. Do you remember why? I don't.
Because I can be really good, Frank.
I think I had the idea this newspaper needed a breath of fresh air. Young man.